leaders meeting with people of Isfahan province. On Saturday, 19th of November 2022, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, had a meeting with hundreds of people from Isfahan province. In this program, we discuss the leader's speech and points of view expressed at this meeting. Please stay with us. The 16th of November is an epic day in Iranian history, an unforgettable day. On 16th of November 1982, an honest, God-fearing people were tested by the Almighty. Isfahan, a city of culture and arts in Iran, gifted nearly 23,000 martyrs to the Islamic Revolution during 8 years of sacred defense. But on 16th of November 1982, the bodies of 360 young Isfahanis were carried on the shoulders of the people of Isfahan, and an emotional funeral was held in the city, and the bodies were laid to rest in the city's cemetery. Just a few days later, another 250 bodies of young Isfahanis were laid to rest in the city, and another highly emotional funeral was held in Isfahan. According to the leader of the Islamic Revolution, "All over the world, if the blood-soaked bodies of 360 young people are brought back to a city for a funeral service, then that city will publicly grieve and publicly mourn and shut down for the day. But the city of Isfahan did not. It is recorded on that fateful day after the funeral service that the young Isfahanis immediately volunteered to go to the war front, and on the same night, a huge caravan, a convoy of young people, left the city of Isfahan heading for the war front in western Iran." The leader poignantly added, "Isfahan is a city of science, a city of faith and the arts. Some great scientists and artists and craftsmen have emerged from Isfahan over the centuries. Heroes of the revolution, such as Martyr Kharazi and Martyr Kazemi, each of them heading a famous brigade of young Isfahanis who were prominent in the front lines and played such a vital role in the 8-year imposed war. Truly, the people of Isfahan are worthy of whatever service we can provide them." Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei met with hundreds of people from Isfahan province on Saturday, 19th of November. At this meeting, the leader of the Islamic Revolution spoke about how the arrogant powers have been marshalling their forces against the Iranian nation. He explained that the arrogant powers are lining up against the Iranian nation by intensifying anti-Iranian sentiments and that they have used all their capabilities to induce despair and deadlock in the minds of some people, especially young people. He said the main problem that the arrogant powers have with the Islamic Republic is that if the Islamic system of government succeeds and prospers internationally, then Western claims about liberal democracy will be invalidated. The leader continued by raising the question of how Iran can achieve progress, adding that various methods are required to achieve progress, but the most important means of achieving progress is hope. That is why the enemy is trying so hard to induce despair, hopelessness, and feeling of deadlock. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei described the creation of hope as one of the basic gauges of patriotism in Iran, emphasizing that those who induce despair and hopelessness and a feeling of impasse are in fact against Iran and cannot claim to be patriots. The leader of the Islamic Revolution also referred to the domination of the Western world over various countries using claims made about liberal democracy, adding that over the past three centuries, the West plundered the resources of different countries using the pretext of freedom and democracy. Ayatollah Khamenei poignantly added, "Europe, originally a poor continent, became wealthy and rich at the price of impoverishing numerous countries and keeping them always backward and underdeveloped." The leader added, "At present, there is a system based on religion and real democracy in Iran, which has given identity to its own people and revived them, and it has refuted the claims made by the West about liberal democracy." The leader also identified the ways in which Westerners use the terms freedom and democracy to act against freedom and democracy in other countries, explaining that Afghanistan is a very familiar and a very obvious example of a country which the Americans invaded under the pretext of freedom and democracy. However, after the Americans spent 20 years committing all sorts of crimes there and plundering the country, the same government that they had ousted returned to power, and the Americans left the country in shambles and in disgrace. The leader underlined that if the Islamic Republic had failed to confront the United States and the arrogant powers and had accepted their coercive, despotic behavior, there would have been less pressure on Iran, but they would have dominated the country, clarifying that during these years, whenever the strength of the Islamic Republic has been more pronounced, the enemy's efforts to claw at it have also increased. Ayatollah Khamenei further noted that the country's main challenge today are the challenges of progress and obstruction, recession and resilience, because Iran is making progress, but the arrogant powers are anxious, upset and frustrated about the progress that is being made by Islamic Iran. Because of this frustration and anger, the Americans and Europeans are getting involved, using everything at their disposal, but they cannot do a damn thing, he said. They have not been able to do anything up until now, nor will they be able to do anything from here on either. The leader emphasized that in the battlefield, made up of Iran and the arrogant powers, the United States is at the forefront with Europe following behind the US, explaining that during the years after the victory of the Islamic Revolution, all the US presidents have stood up to the Islamic Republic and sought help from whoever they could, including the Zionist regime and some other countries in the region. Yet despite all of these efforts, the enemies of the Iranian nation have failed miserably. The leader of the Islamic Revolution further underscored that the main goal of those who have organized the riots was to bring the people out onto the scene, and that they were not able to bring out people, so instead they are creating mischief in the hope of wearing out the country's officials. He added that they are making a mistake because people are getting tired of this mischief and it is causing people to loathe and despise the enemies even more than before. In this regard, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei emphasized that without doubt, this evil apparatus will disappear and that the Iranian nation will then enter the field with more strength, a fresh spirit, and will continue to make even more progress. The leader said the ability to create opportunities from threats is part of the characteristics of a nation that has faith. He referred to some examples of progress and advancement that have been made in recent weeks, such as Iranian scientists discovering a new method to treat leukemia, engineering new innovative equipment required for extraction of oil and gas, the inauguration of a strategically important railway link in Sistan-Baluchistan province, which is an important part of the North-South Transportation Corridor, as well as an inauguration of a number of new factories, the inauguration of the country's first offshore refinery, 6 new electricity-generating power plants, one of the world's largest telescopes, as well as the launch of a new satellite carrier rocket. The leader said these are all examples of Iran's advancement, especially at a time where the enemy is trying to prevent this progress with riots. The leader of the Islamic Revolution noted that another opportunity that has been created by the riots is a revelation of the true colors of those who organize these riots, who claim to be supporters of the Iranian people, adding that the hostility displayed towards all the sanctities of the Iranian nation, all that the Iranian people want, the hostility against Islam, burning of the Holy Quran, burning of mosques, hostility against Iran, burning of the Iranian flag and disrespecting the national anthem of the country, all of these have revealed the true colors of those who are behind the riots. In this context, he also added that they claim to be on the side of the Iranian nation, yet the Iranian nation is a Muslim nation, the nation of the Holy Quran, the nation of Imam Hussein, asking how can those who insult Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, who disgrace Arba'in and the Arba'in walk attended by millions of Iranians, claim to be supporters of the Iranian nation. In another part of his speech, Ayatollah Khamenei touched on the heroic establishment of the Imam Hussein army and the Najaf army as two battle armies of Isfahan province during the sacred defense years, saying that the offering of 23,000 martyrs, tens of thousands of veterans, thousands of freed war captives, and the existence of proud families who have dedicated 1, 2, and up to 7 martyrs to the Islamic Revolution is proof and a sign of the honor and revolutionary and jihadi identity of Isfahan province, and that all conscientious human beings have a duty to safeguard this magnificent legacy.